On today's segment of A Moment in Time, author and educator Dr. Jennifer Patterson shares segments from her book, Something New, Making Changes That Last.
A powerful example of making changes lies in the process of a caterpillar becoming a butterfly. From the outside, we observe one organism somehow morphing into a totally different organism. I will never forget my second graders and their larvae that grew into caterpillars, that crafted cocoons, that hung for days. Then one day, we had a cage full of monarch butterflies in our classroom. We were amazed at the transformation that took place. How does it happen, and what does it have to do with us making changes in our lives? In the process of turning into a butterfly, inside the cocoon, a caterpillar liquefies and begins to digest itself. It does not digest itself fully, as some of the cells that exist begin to form the parts of the butterfly's body that will result, like its eyes and wings. In order for a fully formed butterfly to emerge from the cocoon, the caterpillar must go through this seemingly grueling process. Making changes can also seem grueling. It often is. However, the end result is always something new and something different. The caterpillar stays inside of the cocoon for a certain amount of time for the process of becoming a butterfly to be complete. We must also be willing to stay in our change process cocoon for the amount of time that it takes to fully complete our process and produce our new thing. Remember, growth is painful, change is painful, but nothing is as painful as staying stuck where you don't belong. It's time for something new.
For more information about Something New, Making Changes That Last, visit wjou.org.